Welcome to the update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. Three bodies have been found in Mexico, close to where two Australian brothers and their American friend disappeared. Callum and Jack Robinson were on a surfing trip when they vanished a week ago. Their ute and tent was later found destroyed by fire. Their parents are on the way to Mexico from Perth as local authorities continue to interrogate three people in connection to the case. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says consular assistance is being offered to the family.
I can indicate that our embassy in Mexico, as well as the Australian Federal Police, are working in support of local authorities.
A new report found the government's goal of building more than a million new homes over the next 5 years can't be achieved unless additional reforms are introduced. The National Housing Supply and Affordability Council says changes to the tax policy are essential if the government's to meet its ambitious target. The report also indicates that housing affordability is set to worsen as demand continues to outstrip supply. Federal Housing Minister Julie Collins says they're continuing to work with the states and territories to address the crisis.
We've seen some states and territories already do some important work. We've seen announcements from others. The states and territories are lifting too. We all need to lift. We all need to be working together, and that is what you're seeing.
Fresh concerns are being raised over vape sellers targeting youngsters. It's been revealed 90% of stores selling vapes are within walking distance of schools. The government says the figures are clear evidence the operators are deliberately targeting young people. And a 2-metre crocodile will be trapped and removed from a creek in Queensland because it's become too confident around humans. Rangers say the animal's been eating leftover bait around boat ramps near Rockhampton or deliberately being fed by locals. Wildlife officer Alex Peters says irresponsible human behaviour now means the croc has to go before it gets more aggressive.
If the animal is trapped, it will then go up for a tender process for it to be placed with a farm or zoo.
Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, a late goal from Nick Dacos has handed Collingwood a 6-point win over Carlton. The final score in front of more than 88,000 fans at the MCG, 12-7, 79 to 12-13, 85. Josh Dacos praising his brother and their entire side.
I was right behind, funnily enough, and I was just thinking the whole time, just get on your boot, get that point. But yeah, he used his pace and kicked an amazing goal. And yeah, it was a great four-quarter effort from the boys and probably our best game we've played in a while.
The Roosters took a convincing 40-18 win over the Broncos in an extra blow for Brisbane. Adam Reynolds suffered a torn bicep only after just returning from a knee injury. Coach Kevin Walters says he's expected to be sidelined for some time.
He's not looking too good for him. He's got the bicep injury, torn bicep. So, yeah, I guess he'll have to have surgery and he'll be out for a substantial period, I would have thought.
To entertainment, and Robbie Williams has made a special appearance at the MCG in the moments before last night's clash. The packed Melbourne crowd came together to pay tribute to cancer battlers, survivors and those who have lost their fight to the disease. Williams offering a special message to the crowd on the big screen before his hit Angels was played.
I feel honoured for my song to have been chosen for this very special moment. It's a privilege that it can be played to acknowledge those battling cancer or have lost loved ones to cancer. Please turn on your phone light and sing along to show your support for the cause. Sending love to you all.
And actress Kate Hudson has made her TV singing debut, performing her new single during an appearance on Jimmy Fallon ahead of the release of her debut album. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.